kid did you want to be a musician, and what inspired you to be one?
When I was a kid, really little kid, my parents, they noticed that I get so happy when I hear music, and I get hyperactive. Sometimes I dance, sometimes I try to sing, but of course out of tune. And then here the story started, where my parents, they made a little investigation in the area, and then there was an institute for teaching music, and then here where I started, actually, I started to play the percussion, and then the accordion. And then I wanted to really a very professional institute where I had to choose an instrument, but I didn't like the percussion or the accordion. Then my mother, she suggested that I play the canon. So I had no idea about the canon, but the first time I saw the canon, I got so excited because it's full of strings. And then I started learning this instrument, and it becomes now part of my life.
What was it like there?
I'm from Syria. Syria is in the Middle East, is south of Turkey, and actually now Syria has a war, civil war. That's the situation there is bad. So most of the Syrians, they are now they went out of the country. Actually, the music life there is very rich because we have traditions coming from all over the area, from Turkey, from the very far east, from Iran, China, or even from the south, from the Gulf area, and it's very old country, so a lot of civilizations, they came there and they all mixed together to produce the Syrian music, the traditional Syrian music.
Coming to a new country, how did you feel?
You mean as a musician, you mean?
Exactly.
Okay. First of all, here the Gulf area is very rich country in music because you can find music coming from India, from Africa, especially, I don't know if you went one, if you go, often to Souq Waqif, where you see traditional groups playing the percussion there. It's so interesting, it's so inspiring, and it's really, when you hear it, you feel that it's really difficult, but when you go through it, you feel how rich it is and how diverse it is. So the challenges was that I came from Syria, and there is a different kind of music, so I had here to look for or to study a little the traditional Qatari music and to try to teach it to the Qatari kids.
Do you get to perform here in Qatar? If you do, please explain how it feels.
I'm now a music teacher, but I used to be a musician, so I used to travel a lot to do concerts. And we do here regular concerts in Qatar, in the Museum of Islamic Art, or in the QNCC, or sometimes in Qatara, or sometimes here in the Academy, Qatar Music Academy. It feels great when you face the audience, and when you see all the people listening to your music, and when you are really getting a professional musician, you perform on big stages, so you hear the clapping and the sometimes people, they get crazy, and the most important thing about music is that it opens your mind into different cultures, different opportunities. Especially when you travel, you see different people, you eat different food, you see different cultures. It's all affect really, really good in your personality and in the way that you think in life.
Is your country's music compared to Qatar? Explain.
It's a little different because, but not that much. I don't know actually if we should say that much or not that much. It's close, but it's different the same way. It's close in the way that we think about the makams, but it's different in the way that we perform the makams. Here in the Qatari region, they depend so much on the rhythm, which is totally different from the rhythm that we use in my country. We use like 4-4, 6-8, 7-8, 5-8. Here they use a lot the 3-4 or the 6-8, and the percussion section, it's not kind of, they don't play just the rhythm, they do as an ensemble work. So if you notice the percussionist here in Qatar, everyone is playing different rhythm, but at the end you hear something really wonderful and they go all together, even if someone is playing 4-4 or 3-4.
Was it easy for you to find a job in Qatar? Explain.
Actually, I'm a pharmacist, but I studied music as well. And when the war, I used to teach as well in Syria. But when the war started in Syria, I got a job vacancy here in QMA. And then, they made an interview and I like to work here. I was interested to teach, to continue my teaching path. So I got just the job. I think it wasn't that difficult. I was a little lucky. Okay.